I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden says it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Speaking at a White House news conference, President Biden said he does not think that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants war with the West.
Do I think he'll test the West, test the United States and NATO as significantly as he can? Yes, I think he will. But I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for it that he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost.
The president said that Putin had a stark choice, de-escalation and diplomacy or confrontation and the consequences. Russia has 100,000 troops stationed along its border with Ukraine, and the United States and its NATO allies are concerned that Moscow might be planning to invade its former Soviet state. Russia has denied it is planning to invade, but has demanded guarantees that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO, a demand that the United States opposes. At that same news conference, President Biden acknowledged that the pandemic has left Americans exhausted and demoralized, but insisted that during his first year in office, he has outperformed expectations in dealing with it. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
It's been a year of challenges, but it's also been a year of enormous progress.
Marking his first year in office, President Joe Biden held just his sixth solo news conference Wednesday, acknowledging the strain of the pandemic, but proclaiming progress has been made.
What is the trajectory of the country? Is it moving in the right direction now? I don't know how we can say it's not.
But while the first year produced a bipartisan infrastructure package, much of Biden's agenda, including his Build Back Better domestic package, voting rights protections, and police and immigration reform, have stalled.
I think we can break the package up, get as much as we can now, and come back and fight for the rest later.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has launched an emotional and raw debate over voting rights legislation that's almost certain to be defeated in a big blow for Democrats. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Leader Mitch McConnell's Republicans are unanimously against the legislation Democrats say is vital to protect democracy. He calls it hysteria.
It seems to exist only in their own imagination.
As he ended his speech,
would you entertain a question?
McConnell walked out, ignoring number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin. Republicans argue new laws in several GOP-led states are not restricting voting rights, with Bill Cassidy blasting President Biden for calling them Jim Crow 2.0.
It tries to make people think that 2022 is the same as 1965.
Democrat Cory Booker responded.
I know this is not 1965. That's what makes me so outraged.
As accusations flew across the aisle, number two Republican John Thune may have summed up the day's emotion.
I am not a racist.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Secretary General said Wednesday he was delighted to hear there is now a demonstrable effort to make peace in Ethiopia after more than 14 months of war, but he gave no details. Antonio Guterres' statement on Wednesday came after a call with African Union envoy Olusegun Obasanjo following the envoy's latest visit to Addis Ababa and the capital of Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. A new U.S. envoy for the Horn of Africa, Ambassador David Satterfield, is set to meet with Ethiopian officials on Thursday. Ethiopia's war has killed an estimated tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. The United States says some 900,000 people in Tigray, which has been under an Ethiopian government blockade since late June, face famine conditions. The University of Michigan has agreed to a $490 million settlement with hundreds of people who say they were sexually assaulted by a former school doctor. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Attorney Parker Steiner says 1,050 survivors will share in the settlement, which was confirmed by the university. Dr. Robert Anderson worked there from 1966 until 2003. He was director of health services and a physician for multiple athletic teams, including football. Many team players and other athletes came forward to accuse him of sexually abusing them. He died in 2008. A report by a firm the school hired found that staff missed many opportunities to stop Anderson over his 37-year career. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm